Like great wine, getting better with age. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So have you guys ever done the laundry and found something in the laundry basket that you're just like, wow, where did, how did this happen?
I don't think so.
All right, this mom was on TikTok, and she found something in the wash that she couldn't believe. She has 5 kids, and she was just shocked. How did this end up here?
Do you want to know what I did today? I did the laundry because I decided to be a good housewife. I went to put the wash in through the dryer, you know, because it was all done washing. Guess what I found? A f***ing apple. An apple. Why is there an apple in the wash? Why?
She found a apple, half-eaten apple, in the wash. It had made it through the whole cycle, the wash cycle, the drying, everything. And there it was.
Okay.
An apple. And she's like, how and why? We found a video game. It was Crash Team Racing, Nitro-Fueled Racing. It was a PlayStation 4 game. The kids were playing it, and I think my son put it in the laundry because he didn't want my daughter playing with it without him. So he hid it, and he put it in the laundry basket, and then I put it all in the wash because he put it in with my stuff, and I just dumped it all into the wash.
Okay.
Okay.
That's actually a little more surprising than an apple, I think, to me.
Yeah.
I could see somebody shoves an apple in a coat pocket or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was wondering where you're thinking they would have put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose so.
Or they saw a basket and they thought, it's close enough to a garbage. I'll just throw it in there.
Justin has almost banned Hershey Kisses from the house because those little tinfoil wrappers. I mean, that's not that unusual, but they end up all over when we have them.
Because it's got to be better than a Kleenex, though. Kleenex are the worst.
Because they shred.
They shred everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, those are terrible. So what did you find? 515-280-1025.
The laundry.
In the laundry.
Anna, sometimes I'm surprised what makes it through the wash.
Yeah. Well, Anna in West Des Moines said it was a mouse. She now does laundry with the light on because it wasn't a wet sock that was at the bottom of the washer.
Oh, she went in after it. Yeah.
Well, you see, if you thought it was a wet sock,
yeah, there's something back there. You just reach in and
grab
get it.
Out, and out comes a mouse.
No, thank you.
Perhaps alive, maybe not. Not sure. I mean, if it went through the cycle, I can't imagine that went well.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know
so.
What mice survival skills are like.
I mean, you wash the clothes again, right?
Yeah.
No.
If the mouse is intact, I don't.
No.
No?
Yeah, I'm with Kurt. Unless it's, you know, like looks more like a blender. Yes. No. No.
Right. You don't wash the clothes again?
No, good enough.
All right.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, no, I'm. Because why? It's all in.
Because you washed them with a mouse.
So, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, so what?
All right.
Again, if nothing came out.
Gosh.
You didn't notice it until at the very end.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, my dog crawls all over us. And
yeah.
So we have animal stuff on us. I don't even think all that comes out. Probably not.
That's the rule. No guts, then it goes to the dryer.
Right. I completely agree. There's no way I'm doing that whole load of laundry.
You know it pooped itself at some point during the wash cycle.
I don't know it did or didn't.
How could
I don't know. You don't know that.
All right.
But even if it did,
you've been
unless it's obvious.
Yes. You've been in near-death situations. Well, not really. But
you said
you haven't. Have you ever pooped yourself?
The bowels start rumbling. It's one of the first things. When I start getting anxious, that was my bowel. You're welcome.
Good.
Okay.
Gracious.
Aaron and Creston. All right, Aaron, what happened?
I was young and dumb at the time. I was probably 10 years old. And I have managed to put my English homework in the laundry.
How did it turn out?
Oh, it was ruined.
Yeah.
I had to redo
the whole thing. Yeah.
That was a fun one to explain to the teacher, I'll say that.
What did you say?
I was like, is there any way that I could get this another day extra? Because I left my homework in my pocket and... it's gone. It's ruined.
And what did they say?
like, oh, we'll give you a day and a half, but just make sure it's in on time by Friday.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Okay.
So you got the reprieve.
Yes.
The I washed my homework work.
It worked.
Cool. Yeah, who does that, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Have a great day. Appreciate the call. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Let's go. From Adele to Zeering and all the letters in between, except for UX. Pointless letter. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.